Seeing Washington, D.C. from the inside out, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Continuing our story from yesterday, cattle ranchers Mark and Cody Mora of the SS Cattle Company in Cambridge, Idaho, winners of a trip to Washington, D.C., thanks to the Idaho Farm Bureau's Ag Ambassador Program, were amazed at seeing the history of America.
Like all the memorials and the Smithsonian's. One night we went to the Lincoln Memorial and the Korean and Vietnam War memorials. It was pretty amazing to see all of that, not just in a textbook, but for real with our own eyes.
The West Coast is young in age compared to the East Coast, but a lot of those buildings, 1756, 1770s, that was the normal, and they're still standing. One of our last nights there, we went out to the fish market in Alexander, and it was a place called Gadsbury. George Washington had two of his birthdays there, and Abe Lincoln had one of his birthdays there, and the building is still standing and it hasn't changed.
Mora says the delegation discussed several issues with Idaho senators and congressmen.
There was a couple issues that we had on the front plate. Mine was veterinary feed directive. There was TPP and trade agreements, regulatory reform. Of course, the ELD on the electronic logging device that just got pushed through for another 90-day exemption on livestock.
The trip's an annual event that just a handful of Farm Bureau members get to experience, so contact your local county Farm Bureau president for more information.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.